public over the years and even in the medical community to some extent. I mean, the medical community still struggles with identifying sepsis appropriately and defining it appropriately, but it's essentially the body's reaction and overreaction to infection, and it could be any kind of infection. Could be a urinary tract infection or skin infection or pneumonia. And basically, the body's overreacts to that infection, tries to attack the infection, and in the process ends up kind of ignoring the rest of the body. And so you end up with these problems where you can have organ failure because some organs are being essentially kind of ignored in the interest of attacking the infection. That can lead to organ shutdown and ultimately death if it's not treated appropriately. Sepsis is a major problem in the U.S. It kills about 260,000 people a year, and about 1.5 million people a year have a sepsis diagnosis coming out of hospitals. And it also is the single most expensive condition treated in U.S. hospitals every year. So it's a major problem from both a cost perspective and a human toll perspective. And when you talk about Sepsis Awareness Month, I think that's one of the reasons they've, over the years, have created Sepsis Awareness Month and chosen September, because I think it's something that, because it's such a massive problem that the general public isn't really aware of, I think that's why they wanted to create a month devoted to talking about sepsis, raising the public's awareness of what it is, what to look for, the early warning signs of sepsis, when to know there's a problem, and when you should go to the hospital.